Hi, I'm Liz Cully, and welcome back to Cool, Cool, Cool. Each week, I give you a glimpse into what I think is cool and chat with a ton of people that are definitely cool. No topic is off bounds unless, I guess, it's not cool. Welcome to Cool, Cool, Cool. Kendall Jordan, I'm so excited to have you on Cool, Cool, Cool.
We're so excited to be here.
You are comedians, food tester extraordinaires, podcast hosts, fiancés, and the biggest of all, the most famous TikTokers I have had on the show. I will tell you, because I don't want it to be weird, I did go viral on TikTok one time.
Okay.
Thank God you said it. It was about to be really weird.
Yeah, I just didn't want you guys to be like, oh my God, is that girl from TikTok? And I was going to be like, yeah. Shout out to Emma Woman. We went viral for Lesbian Math.
Amazing. I love that.
You obviously saw it, and I know you're being really quiet about it, but
no, we're
it's
screaming.
Totally okay. It happened just the one time. I didn't realize, speaking of learning in different ways, that touch point math is something if you went to public school in California, you would have maybe have learned if you were in special ed like me.
Touch point math.
It's completely unhinged and doesn't make sense. And it really peters out. It actually doesn't hold. The poor listeners are like, oh my God, how much are we gonna have to listen to Lesbian Math? Well, I'm not done. I have to impress the youth. Basically, if you take like a two, you count the points on the numbers. It does not really work.
So there'd be three on
three,
a two.
One, two, three. No, two, one, two. It doesn't
track. So you're only counting front points. You're not counting back points.
Well, wait till you get to points. 6 to 9 and then 7. It's completely deranged.
Yeah, because that doesn't, because at 4, I was like, wait a minute, this does work. Because one, two, three, four.
But then also the point on the bottom.
I'm also like, if you do a 4 where like the sideways L comes out longer, that's an extra point.
I don't make the rules. Okay. It's basically you just like memorize. I don't know.
Which
I
is think kind it's of visual what,
which is what learning numbers is. Yeah.
Anyway, so moving forward, you guys were saying that you've been together for 3 years or engaged for 3 years?
No, we actually got engaged this December.
Congrats.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Very recent. And we have been together for a little over 3 years.
Yeah. Wow, you just dove. See, I threatened my wife at year 5 with an engagement in Thailand where I was like, if you don't marry me, I'm suing you for the last good years of my metabolism, which, by the way, is true. But I was like, dude, 5 years, I was like turning 33, 34. Like, we've been together a long time. I was like, this is either happening or I'm going back to rich old dudes.
And what was
immediately?
What was her issue?
She was just like, you gotta like push her into stuff.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I understand that. Yeah, I think I'm extremely decisive and Kendall is very excitable. So I think that makes for the perfect combination.
That was it. Because I feel like I used to be like, I will be the person who gets married after like 20 years of dating someone. Like I really used to say that. But then it was just so exciting that like 3 years and I was like, let's just do it. I would love to have a day where we like get engaged and then go to dinner. That would be so fun.
Dead. Honestly, it goes downhill from here. Wait till you have to, and you're planning the wedding or you have not started yet.
You know, we don't even know if we're going to have a wedding.
Great. You guys are already smarter than I thought because the youth makes really dumb decisions.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're just going to. I mean, I guess we haven't fully decided, but pretty, I would be shocked if we ended up having a wedding because both of us are just like, no, that would not be good for many reasons. Like it's so expensive,
it's a waste
but
of
also
money.
Just like, I know I would be so anxious the whole day.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to enjoy it. I'd just be so stressed about if everyone else was having a good time.
Yeah. And so I think we're just going to like elope and then go to Greece or Thailand. We talked about Thailand.
We talked about Thailand and Greece. Yeah. I think we're just going to have a courthouse wedding and be like, oh, if anybody wants to show up and like, you know, cheer as we walk out of the building, that rules. But yeah. And neither one of our families care about weddings at all. So we're very blessed in that way. I know a lot of people have a lot of familial pressure. We do not have that.
First of all, love Thailand, love Greece. We got engaged in Thailand. Our honeymoon was in Greece. I have so many recommendations.
Because our two places we've always been like,
I have all the recos. I was actually supposed to go to Thailand on Friday with 19 gays and allegedly do drugs, but I think I'm starting IVF medication on Monday. You should have seen me in the doctor's office. I'm like, so out of curiosity, allegedly, if I do mushrooms in Thailand with a bunch of gay boys in their late 20s and 30s, is that okay for egg quality? And she was just like, what the fuck? I'm like, she was what like, weirdly, if I do ecstasy? Yeah. Is the ecstasy going to fuck it all up?
She was like, weirdly, the ecstasy is fine. The gay men, no.
No, you it kills egg production.
I'm actually devastated, and it was going to be so fun. And we were basically like the only women going. So it was just like the moms with the gays. But it was just, it was too much. But a dear, dear friend of mine, who I keep actually threatening to have on the show, only good story out of cryptocurrency, also feels very youthful. So I feel like we are having a lot in common here. So she fucking cashed out her 401k. Do not do this. Where's my camera? Don't do this. Bitcoin is crazy. Apparently they're mining and splitting and doing all sorts of crazy things. I keep trying to understand what's going on with it. Don't do it. Anyway, so she cashed out her motherfucking 401k, tripled it, but when all the Bitcoin craze went crazy, took it all out, quit her job in media, moved to Italy with her son and her husband, who's Israeli and Italian, and now all she does is a travel plan.
That's incredible. For herself?
For herself or for other people?
Friends. So she planned our Greece trip. She just planned our Thailand trip, even though I've been to Thailand before, but like, yeah. Basically, hit me. I got you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Okay, yeah, we will. We will. There's nothing stopping us.
Please be my friend. Please be my friend. Please follow me on TikTok. I have 5 followers. You know, so you guys, how did you meet? Say TikTok.
Wow. Yeah, TikTok.
Yeah. Really?
Well, we met, it's layered. We met because I had a TikTok that went viral.
Which
towards
one?
The beginning of the pandemic about Barbies that are lesbians.
I know that one.
Okay, yes, I made that at the beginning of the pandemic and that went viral. And then we are both comedians and we both used to live in New York for a long time, but we just had never met each other. And one of Kendall's friends like sent her my lesbian Barbie TikTok and Kendall was like, who is this? And your friend was like, oh my God, like you should reach out. And reach out, she did.
What happened? What'd you do?
I just did so much DMing. It was like, I was like, and it was also the middle of the pandemic. So I had so much time on my hands to do too much. Like there was nothing to distract you if you had a crush on someone. So all you could think about was that because I was just in my house. So anytime Jordan would post anything, whether it be a photo of a burrito, I would send hard eyes. And they like did not know who I was at all. So
it was like, it was fine because I asked around and people were like, no, like I've done shows with Kendall. Like she's so funny. She's so nice. I think you would really like her. But I was hesitant because I was living in LA. She was living in New York. It was the pandemic. And then we started talking and then I found out she was a few years younger than me.
How many years?
Like, well, I just turned 31.
Woo, getting up there. So does that mean you are Gen Z anymore?
No. I'm a millennial. I am. I was born in 1993.
And trust me, from the references and the You're sayings, so they say they're a millennial.
You're so rude.
What are you?
I'm Gen Z. I'm 24 years old.
You're 24? Damn, Jordan.
She's about to turn 25.
No, Rob, I'm not.
Is this your first?
I'm not about
to. Is this your 25. First queer relationship?
Mine?
Yes.
No.
Oh, sorry, Gen Z. I forgot you guys are like bucking in eighth grade. Or actually, no one's having sex, but you're like in queer relationships in third grade.
This was
right?
My first serious relationship. Like I had a lot of, you know, little girlfriends that were like, I don't like you. And I was like, please date me.
Are we the same person?
Yes, I can tell just from the couple minutes together we are. So I had a couple of girlfriends like that, but.
Welcome to your future. I hope your metabolism is better than mine as I approach 40. Wait, okay, 24. You had some relationships. You've been in relationships.
I've been in relationships. When we met, I think I was, you were 21 and I was 26.
Mm-hmm. Robbing the cradle.
I had never dated someone younger than me. And so I'd only dated people that were that age difference, but in the opposite direction. Right. I had always been the younger person. I had never dated someone younger than me. And I was like, you're younger than me. You live in New York. It's the middle of a pandemic. Like, no, thank you. And Kendall was like, I'm serious. Like, I think this could really be something. I think I'm really having a good idea right now. You were on something. You were mesmerized by me. I don't know what it was.
You know what's funny is we were chatting last night with, I was making chicken parmigiana for the gays. You will now be included in that since we live so close.
Thank you.
And I'm like in the kitchen, like, everybody get out of the kitchen, like screaming. And they had asked Rachel, how did you guys like meet again? And what was the first date like? And Richard, whoa, that was a Freudian slip. That's my brother. Rachel was like, oh my God, Liz was psycho on our first date. I did everything wrong. I came in so fucking hot, just like
that's
you.
Always like
I that. Literally had been dating two people. She had seen me host a thing and was like, oh, she's cute, whatever. I kept being like, why isn't this? We were meeting through friends. I'm like, why isn't this person messaging me? Why isn't she messaging? Like, yeah. Crazy. Then when we went out on a date, I had just come from the gynecologist. like, whatever. And, or no. I had just gotten my results back from the gynecologist that I was STD free.
Hey. Good for you.
Thank you. Oh my God. Just the fear of AIDS. Love being a 90s baby. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hi, I have no STDs within like maybe 35 seconds. And she was like, what the fuck? Like,
I love that.
That's good to know. I feel like that's good to know. Yeah.
But I did all of the, I was really eager and intense. Yeah. But also you have the side of youth. Were you born in the 2000s?
No, I was born in 1999.
I would have drawn the line there.
Under
the cut. I was just so skeptical. I never dated someone younger, but Kendall was like, please, like, let's do one Zoom date. And if you're not into, yeah, she was living in New York and I was living in LA and it was the pandemic. Like, what were we going to do? And she was like, let's do one Zoom date. If it doesn't feel good, then I'll never talk to you again. I'll never bother you again. But I think you'll really like me. And I was like, okay, whatever, fine. Because so many of my friends had been like, no, she's really great. And she was very young, but she was like, you didn't go to like college. You just like moved to New York when you were 18 and had been working and supporting yourself. So I think it felt different than meeting someone who was like, I just graduated from college at the University of Oklahoma or whatever. Like,
well, it's so weird how age can be like that. Cause even at the time I was coaching like the UCLA improv team and all of them were like a year older than me. And I would be like, well, what are you guys doing for like, school's about to end. What are you doing? And they're like, well, my mom, her neighbor is letting me babysit. I was like, wow, we're in a very different place.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And you've been like, I just was working. Like,
yeah,
I just
you
moved.
Had been supporting yourself for years. You had been out for years. Like, it felt not that wild. And then we had our first Zoom date, and Kendall made a big bowl of pasta and held it the whole date and didn't take one single bite of it.
I was so nervous. I was, see,
she was just like,
I was acting like I was so confident, but I really wasn't. I also think before, similar to you, like before I dated you, I dated everyone I dated was older than me, but by a lot more. Like my first girlfriend, well, and second girlfriend was like, I was 18, 19, and she was like 20. Which is not a good, that's not good. But it was.
Honestly, I'm feeling like a predator because I'm so in love with Young Miko right now. Do you know who Young Miko is?
No, who's that?
Da 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 da. Come on, Joelle, do you know Young Miko? Yeah, okay, see? I'm cool out here. Young Miko is a rapper from Puerto Rico. She's queer, but she looks like 14, but she's 24.
Okay.
But I'm really into her.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But she's 24.
Yeah, and I'm like, she's I'm a predator.
No, she's an adult. It's okay.
It's crazy because I dated mostly men so much older than, like 20 years older than I was. And then I did go through like a MILF phase.
That's important.
I mean, love older women. Rachel's like, it's out of control. I'm like, and my wife went white gray at 28. Incredible. So has a baby face, but could be an elder. And
sure.
An elder.
If you put some FX makeup on her.
Yeah.
She's 60, 70.
But I mean, like, I recently met Diane Lane in person. She smelled the nape of my neck and told me I smelled amazing. And I have not washed that dress yet.
Wow.
But like, I would fuck her. Sure. Like, I mean, all these ladies are so hot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Jane Fonda can get it.
Yeah. 100%.
Like hardcore. Okay. So how long did you Zoom date for before you met in person?
A while. It was so hard. It was during the pandemic. So we like didn't, no one was like going anywhere. We weren't traveling. We were both like in our, and I was in New York, which was obviously like so scary. So I was so, we didn't meet each other for a while, but my parents are in Northern California. So then eventually I went.
And your dad for a while was sick.
My
Your
dad
had
sick.
Been sick for a long time, but then got sicker. So you went to visit him and you were like, let's meet.
I know. I remember him being like, I'm sick, but you've never been more eager to come see me. I was like, no. It's because it was like a 6-hour drive to you. And I was like, no, Dad, I'm going to come visit you. But I really wanted to come see you. Well, and I wanted to see my dad. But it was, so then we met and like a couple, I mean, maybe 5 months after. Maybe that's too long. I'm so bad at timelines.
No, I think like we met, we probably Zoom dated for like 3 months.
But of course we'd already, you know, we were lesbians. So we'd already said like, I love you. And we were like,
when you know, you know.
Yeah, I think it's corny, but I do think, I mean, I also like, I had dated a lot and.
You were throwing the cat around.
Yeah. Yeah, I was.
You were throwing the cat around.
I just was kind of like, Kendall is so, no homo, Kendall's so special.
Okay.
And just so, you know, and just like so kind and funny and thoughtful. And I was just like, I don't think I could ever meet. But besides all the sparkly like romance of it all, I was just like, I don't think I could ever meet someone who was more kind or hardworking or resilient.
Okay.
I might cry.
I think Kendall.
I also am like, are you talking about Kendall? Or are you talking about me?
I'm talking about both of you. Because I felt that when I met Kendall and I felt that when I met you.
It's so confusing because I like, obviously I've listened to your amazing podcast, Happy Wife, Happy Life.
Thank you so much.
Let me tell you from experience, I'm coming on 10 years. Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah,
I know.
Because when my wife is not happy, nobody's happy. Even poor little Ravioli, our dog. Ravioli's like, when we fight, Ravioli like cannot handle it. And she like is so little and precious and amazing.
She's Chihuahua?
She's half Chihuahua.
Yeah. Ravioli's a really good name.
Isn't it?
It is.
She's a supermodel though. So it's a little confusing.
Sure.
Like she should be like a Bridget or like
she
or like a Penelope or like an Angelina.
She's actually humble.
Also, I've never divulged this, but I will tell you guys right now, this is a podcast exclusive. Angelina Jolie told Ravioli to her face that she was beautiful.
Wow.
And I was like,
what did Ravioli say?
She was like, oh my God. And then 2 days later, Aza Akira pet her.
Huge.
Like, Ravioli.
Ravioli was like porn stars, the most famous, most beautiful woman in the world in like a 3 day period. Wow. She was like, don't touch me. Don't touch. You can't touch Ravioli.
You can't. Wow. Well, we have a dog, Angel, who's a Chihuahua mix and she's perfect.
They're the best.
I wouldn't necessarily call her a model. She's a model to me, but she is like, she's really from the streets. It's like anyone who comes in the house, she immediately acts as though we haven't touched her in years, even though she's always in anyone's lap and she like looks up at them. She says something, but if we ever argue, I do feel like she picks one of us and like climbs into our lap.
Whoever's
and,
right.
Like, looks.
Whoever and, cries.
Whoever's right.
Whoever's right.
She knows who's right.
Whoever's right.
She knows.
But yeah, I mean, happy wife, happy life. But like listening to your podcast, I do not. You guys are so sweet. But yeah, we're the same person.
I love that.
And do you think? What was like a thing you were like, oh, that's me?
Well, like the other day, so we decided to eat Night Market at 9 o'clock at night. Welcome to your 40s and you can't do that. Mm-hmm. And so I ate Night Market, obviously party wings, pad see you with chicken, spicy papaya salad, mm-hmm. whatever. Rachel got this like crunch wrap thing. I had a bite. Peppermint tea. I mean, like I wanted another glass of wine. Didn't even have one.
Yeah.
Didn't sleep a wink. Like when I say I didn't sleep a wink, it was crazy. Like she went to bed and I was just like, and I sat up from, she went to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning because we fell asleep on the couch and we have bad sleeping habits. Mm-hmm. 1 o'clock in the morning, I deep dove. And unfortunately my algorithm only played me JoJo Siwa
Incredible.
At iHeart and Diddy Conspiracies.
I mean... You have your finger on the pulse.
First of all, I've been said Diddy is a piece of shit because I am the only white girl to have ever hosted Revolt TV Live. You are too young to even know what Revolt TV is, but it's definitely somewhere on the internet. Me being like, what am I doing here? And I just was so sick, but I couldn't sleep. And I really wanted to wake her up because I like didn't want to be alone in the house. So I like went over and I was like, hi. And she's like, hi. I'm like, I can't sleep. My tummy hurts so bad. She's like, did you take a Xanax? Did you take, did you take ibuprofen? Did you take Harper medication? Did you take like Pepto-Bismol?
And the answer to all of them no, because that's always me. I'm like,
correct.
Absolutely not. I will be like, so Jordan, I have a migraine that is so bad.
Kendall's stumbling around the house, like the migraine. And it's not a migraine, it's a headache. I have to be so clear. Kendall does not get migraines. No. Like migraine is like a clinical diagnosis.
It's terrible.
Kendall just gets normal, I get a little like tiny sinus headaches.
Pain right here.
And she's like walking around like she's in the Hurt Locker. Like she can't see anything. I'm like, take an ibuprofen.
And I can't. And I don't know why. It's like, and then every time I take one, I'm like, wow, do people know about these? These are incredible. And then I'm like,
you're like, yeah, Advil, it really hits. Well, you know, I love the dynamic though between the two of you. You guys are both so funny.
Thank you.
I'd like to know how you went famous on the internet. Like, how did that happen before you guys met? Did it happen during the pandemic? No, it happened
because of me.
Oh, here we go.
Yep.
It is crazy because we both, well, I was not on TikTok when Jordan and I met at all. I didn't even have like a TikTok account.
You got 2 million followers in less than 3 years. Mm-hmm. This is bullshit. This is also like, makes me not understand the internet. I can't, well, whatever. These poor listeners are like, we're done with this. I am for certain positive that something, I'm being hate crimed on the internet where I cannot gain followers. And I would also like to know, what is the post? What is the thing that I say that really makes you unfollow me? I want to know because I think I'm so
delightful,
charming, funny. I'm pretty sad, but like in a funny way, yeah. You know, I'm not.
And so are they, the viewers. Anyway,
okay, you weren't even on TikTok, which is out of control.
Well, yes. It's so random though, because even I will have people like that. We're all like, I will see this video will come up and it's just like a woman and she's just silently like making toast. And I go to her TikTok and she's like 25 million followers and you're like, what is this? Yeah. Like, what's happening?
Yeah, it did feel crazy. So I had been a professional comedian for years pre-pandemic and
I'm
I was
so sorry.
Yeah, since like 1992.
Sorry. Since 1992.
You were 31.
Since I was born, yeah. Okay. I toured with the Upright Citizens Brigade for a long time and was doing stand-up and writing and whatever. And then the pandemic hit and I went from performing full-time for a living to writing full-time pretty much. And then I just started making TikToks because I was like, I need something to do. And then Kendall reached out. We started talking. And of course, on our full date, on our first date, I was trying to be very cool. So I was like, yeah, like, as you know, I am viral on TikTok. I have 25,000 followers.
I, once again, did not have a TikTok account. I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, you're also pretty funny. Like, I think you should make a TikTok. I think people like could
I have
like
a screenshot
you.
Of it because you didn't say that to me on the date. You like text me after. You were like, I think you should start a TikTok.
Yeah. And then the next day she made a TikTok, which was her doing her mom character, which she like still does. It went so mega viral. And all of the comments were like from lesbians being like, I'd love to take you on a date. I would love to take you on a date. Like all her DMs, like everything was just like, I'd love to take you on a date.
That literally never happens to me. And that's so annoying.
Well,
that's,
I was like, what have I done?
The first moment I have been annoyed by you today.
Yeah. She is annoying.
Okay, that's a win.
But I was like, what have I done? I've shot myself in the foot. Like, we went on this date. It was really great. I told her to start a TikTok. She did. Now she has like 800,000 lesbians like trying to hop on her back. I completely shot myself in the foot. But it turned out fine for me. I locked it down. And now TikTok pays for our apartment.
It's so funny because it is. Yeah, that's like the character I still do the most is like that character. I don't know. It's so bizarre.
Is it the one that you have pinned where you're like in the supermarket that went viral?
Yes. Well, that's not the one that went viral. Like the one I did, the first one I did, once again, still in the pandemic,
so
TikTok was
ago.
Also a very different, it was different even a couple years ago, just the things that would go viral. So it was me in like a dark room. This would never work today. I was like in a dark room talking to the camera. It was like this close to my face. I had to like write the captions out as a like individually.
Yes.
And I didn't have like a weird voice. I have such a weird voice now in the videos, but I didn't have that. It was just a completely different. So it's escalated over time. But it was so, yeah, it was just, I don't know how it would not go viral today. That's what I'll tell you.
It's so funny that platform's so wild. I mean, you've worked in, you were working with Mythic before. Or no?
No. So okay. I was mostly, my work was just like random, you know, gig acting work that sure. I would book. And then I toured with the Upright Citizens Brigade. And then I was teaching improv at NYU, were my big things pre-pandemic. And then got into the pandemic, started writing, did a lot of podcast writing for like fictional, especially like children's podcasting. I was writing a
There's
lot.
There's children's podcasting?
Oh, yeah. I wrote for
These
Calm.
Motherfuckers are never going to learn how to read.
No.
I know.
My wallet banks on them not learning to read. That's
it's
important
so
to me.
Crazy. I mean, I tried to read something out loud last night.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel was like, what the fuck? Are you, like, you know, and I did years of voice acting. Uh-huh. Like, I can definitely read? And I was like, blah, blah,
blah, blah. It's hard.
Like, yeah. Liz, what? And I was like, oh my God, I really need to read more. But I don't know if this happens to you. When I read, I pass out.
Yes, 100%.
It's like rapid eye movement to go to bed.
If I'm like, I can't fall asleep, I immediately pull up my phone. I go to a private browser. I'm searching like sexy fan fiction.
For what?
I'm asleep in 2 minutes. Don't make me say it. I'm not gonna say it.
Oh my God.
We'll tell you privately after.
All my young lesbians also, because you guys are in that group now, they listen to like erotica.
Listen to?
Yeah, because they can't read either.
See, we're not into that.
You like to read it. Oh my God.
I am into that.
You know what you should
read?
It,
though.
You know what you should read? What? Sorry, or maybe not. Don't read any of it. It's bad. It's naughty.
What is it?
Well, who's I have it? This guy on my podcast named Zachary Zane. Do you know Zach Zane?
No.
He has.
I think I do.
He's boy slut.
Yeah.
Yo, I've never like really been down for like circle jerks. Not for me.
To like read about them or like in
anything
about
public? It. Just not into it.
Okay.
Like the imagining of men in a circle jerking wasn't really for me. However, he talked about some crazy circle jerk in a cave that, and it's all real. It all happens to him because he's allegedly a sex addict. And I was like very turned on. It's crazy. It's he has a whole
Substack.
Anything
in nature feels really hot to me. I'm like, if you're like having sex on like a rock under a waterfall.
That's his entire Substack.
Kendall, you have to subscribe.
Subscribe like.
Sounds expensive.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why I ask about when you started working for like YouTube legends, Rhett and Link, Mythic, is because I actually had a show on ByteDance, their previous live stream platform called live.me. Do you remember that at all?
So I've heard legend, but I was not there for it. I started with Mythical in 2022.
Oh, okay.
So I've been there now for two years and some change. Mm-hmm. 2.5 years. Yeah.
And you are the resident food critic.
So I started as a staff writer for their offshoot called Sporked, where we rate and review like everything you could possibly buy at the grocery store. And then they started bringing me onto Good Mythical Morning and Mythical Kitchen. I think maybe not realizing I had as much comedy experience as I did. So then they brought me on and they were like, oh, you're like very good at being on camera. And I was like, yes, I'm literally a professional comedian and
like
actor.
I'm actually also a model.
Yeah,
I'm striking.
I'm a model, and like, yeah, what are you
so
confused
weird.
About?
Yeah,
it's like, what are you confused about?
So confusing to me. Yeah.
Yeah. But so I think they were like, oh, you know, so then they started bringing me into the fold for more on camera stuff with them. So I'm still like an on camera personality for them, and I help run their content creation for Sporked still. Yeah.
That's exciting. That's
it's
cool.
Very fun.
They're so lucky to have you.
Thank you. That's very nice.
Well, it's true.
Thank you.
And it's so interesting. Like, so the internet's so ebb and flowy because on live me, I had a weekly show, but I had millions of followers. And so it's so weird. I mean, did you guys catch that? Millions of followers.
That's huge.
But it's so different. Like, things can evaporate and change. And what happened is that a bunch of us, like, they would take us to VidCon. They would, like, do all this shit. And then the platform, they just, boop, got rid of it. And we were all like, oh, fuck. Like, we used to make a grip of money on here. And it's, like, over. So it's so interesting.
It's kind of what might happen to TikTok.
We live in fear, ultimately.
Were you one of those people that that cried and called the fucking U.S.
No.
Senate and was like,
no,
threatening suicide, whatever. Which is insane.
I also think a lot of people.
Did you hear that? I listened to that on NPR. This. It was out of control.
I heard about this. I think people that are doing that are maybe people who have never had jobs before. Like,
clearly.
I worked in restaurants for a really long time, doing kind of like everything you can do in restaurants. Kendall used to be a janitor at a gym. Like, I
really? Still to this day, I love what I do. This makes a lot better money, but. My favorite job to this day was when I was a janitor.
You love
really?
Cleaning.
It was so relaxing. Nobody would fucking talk to me. And my headphones in. I would just scrub stuff that didn't really need to be scrubbed. Ever so often, people are like, but what about the vomit? I'm like, yeah, like once a month, someone vomits.
Okay.
And you put the little, you put the stuff on it, you get it. But it's like not that big of a deal. It was such a relaxing job. Sorry.
No. But
for anyone looking for work.
Yeah, if you're looking for work, be a janitor at a fancy gym.
Does not pay well, but it was nice.
I've been inquiring about UPS. I would say
this. Because it's good, I've heard.
The youths that I'm really banking on listening to this episode because I have you guys on it, honestly, get a job with a pension. That's my number one.
Go work at the post office.
Yeah. Oh my God. My post office person, Kiki, is my favorite person on the planet.
We have a post office person. Is our favorite. Tuan.
Yeah, Kiki, she gets an ice cream every day in the summer.
And this is how we find out we're not doing enough for Tuan.
Yeah, I get the little Dove ice cream bars. They're mini. She gets one. But she told me she was
lactose. Every day?
Well, no, I have them in my freezer.
Oh, because this is a person who's bringing mail to you.
Correct.
Tuan is the man that works at the post office. So we go and see him.
Oh, no. Those ladies are terrifying in Glendale. They'll fucking kill you. I'm really nice to them and they're not nice. No, Kiki is my mail person who comes to the house every day. And so I typically work from home. And so when she comes, I hear her scream for ravioli and then I'll come out and I'll bring her a popsicle or whatever. Because it's hot as fuck in the valley.
So hot. Yes. That's very nice.
I love that.
And then she told me she was lactose intolerant because she literally had explosive diarrhea and was like, what do I do? I'm like, you can use my house.
She was like, so the problem would stop if you stop giving me ice cream. Yeah, and you're like, so that is not what so either of us want. So
now we only do popsicles.
That's I love so that.
Funny. I know, right?
Yeah, the TikTok ban is so, well, I always just like, it happens and then there'll be a new, people will go to another platform. But I think it gets tough when it is weird. There's some people who on TikTok have like 30 million followers, like something that is insane. And then you go to their Instagram and they like don't really have an Instagram or whatever. So
I know.
And so that becomes really scary, but it becomes really wild because these are people who are like mega famous in the world of like the internet.
Or even, and they're like parents who are like supporting like their content is like family content or not like family content, but like they're like TikTok.
They have kids.
They're the cleaning TikTok people, like stuff like that, which Kendall loves. But I'm like, you have like three kids and you own a huge house. Like if this goes under, what will you do? And whereas Kendall and I'm like, we're just two adults. We've both worked other jobs before. Like we're hoping all of this stays and we're trying to do a good job saving and be responsible financially.
And but I'll like, pick up a mop again.
Yeah. I'm just like, we've worked before. We'll probably have to work again. Whereas I think some people on the internet have never worked before outside of the internet. It must be scary.
Some people are going viral and they're like 13 years old.
Yeah.
And then they never work a job. And then they're like, they're multimillionaires.
I know.
It is so scary. I'm like, but then they don't.
Yeah, but then look at JoJo's. Let's bring it back to JoJo Siwa.
All right, let's get into it.
Where are her friends? Where are her
don't
friends?
Don't make us answer that.
Who let her dress like that? I mean, also me showing two fashion gays in their late 40s. Like the men that I showed the video to, the like Karma video, it was the reaction was incredible. They are, in my opinion, my elite gays that like worked in New York forever. Like when I was in middle school, I'm like, what was New York like in the 90s? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like whatever. And I was like, do you guys want to see what I watched at like 4:30 in the morning the other day? And it's just like her demeanor. I mean, everything about her is terrifying, but we were trying to figure out why she's like that.
It's really, and it's the puzzle that will never be solved because I
isn't it the like, Abby lady from Dance Moms just like had like made her brain go to Swiss cheese?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I don't think know. Being a child star of any kind, I went to college with a lot of child actors and in this industry, we know a lot of child actors. And I think if it's not handled well, it can really rot your brain to absolutely nothing. And in JoJo's defense, I think everything she does is a cash grab. And I simply cannot be a hater of that. I'm like, she as a child actor has-
We need more of that in our house.
She just has no clue how long she'll have any success. And I think like wearing this ridiculous outfit, putting on some kind of like weird painted goatee that also goes down to her navel for some reason. Like, I think it's all just to get as much attention and money as possible.
She looked at a camera.
I know.
And said,
I know.
I am creating a new genre of music called gay pop. And did you see this Tegan and Sarah?
I saw Tegan and Sarah.
Yeah, obviously it was so good.
I sent that to Colin this morning. Yeah, yeah.
It was,
he loves them. And I, because I can't pin it down. I'm like, what? Because at first, like a couple weeks ago, I was singing a different tune about JoJo where I was just like, this is so not thought about. Like, this is really, I was kind of like, I used to be like, well, they know what they're doing. They're business people. They know what they're doing. And then a couple weeks ago, I was like, no, I think that was just luck. And this is clearly a nightmare.
No, I think it's a cash grab.
I've been taken back in the other direction. I just saw her live at I never do anything like
the
this.
Video release party.
She did no. You party. Were, and I was showing the boys the videos of this. Kendall I said, there. Look what I happened. To West Holly. Look what happened to Boys Town.
Kendall was there.
And I never have been there. And I said,
how did you go? We got on. I'm dying.
I was at a work event and my manager was like all week was sending me this invite to this JoJo thing and was like, we gotta go. And I was like, no, I'm not going to that. Like, I'm not going. Like, I never want to go to Hollywood. I never want to go. I don't want to be down. I don't want to be in traffic. Like, I need to sit in my little house and not talk to anyone. And then we were at this work event and she was like, it's the event is in 30 minutes. Like, let's please, can we go? And I was like, okay, that's fine. We go 2 minutes in, which I really do have I can get excited over everything. So like 2 minutes in.
You're excitable.
JoJo's singing and I was like screaming. I was having the time of my life. And I was like, this song, Karma's good, but the other three songs she releases.
But she stole one from a girl on TikTok. Did you hear about the drama?
I mean, yeah, of course. Like, she's not, JoJo's not a musical genius. She's a business person. Like, that's her thing. But I think
she didn't write, maybe I'm wrong, but she didn't write this.
No, I think everything that JoJo does is strategic through like her team. And I think that the first song is really bad and really annoying on purpose. So it will get people's attention. People will hate on it, but then people will hear the other songs and be like, wait, have you heard the other songs? They're actually pretty good. I think it's strategy.
It's scary to me.
I would just like to give you the juxtaposition of our lives. You are being hounded to go to a JoJo Siwa event, and I am being hounded to, I am not kidding you, go to an Indigo Girls event in fucking Eagle Rock on Wednesday.
Well, that's, but see, that's
like, how do I get to
that's
that?
That's something we would like
that's
to do.
That's a goal. That's a is goal it? For me.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what am I doing here? Like every time I never venture out of my house, like I really have, like I really don't leave my house. And I was like, how have I ended up here? And it felt like I had two friends, our friends who have a podcast were in town and they were there with me. And they were like, see, this is why I can't move to LA. Like this is just horrible, because it was like, you're in downtown. What is it?
Where were you?
Hollywood. West Hollywood.
Not downtown. Downtown. Kendall does not know where anything is.
Because was it at Rocco's?
Yes.
And were like children allowed inside?
I think it was 18 plus.
No, it was 21 plus.
There you go.
That's what
she's
felt crazy.
Not even 21. She's not
21. I was being carted to get in there.
Do you know who owns that place?
Rocco?
Yeah. Lance Bass.
There you go. Okay,
my childhood crush.
What?
Lance, my childhood crush.
Yeah.
Lance Bass went to high school with my cousins, and I thought that made me famous. And I also was like, that makes it where he and I could be together. Yeah. I was like, he and I will be together one day.
It could still happen.
And it could still happen. Listen, sometimes you go so gay, you circle back around.
That's
and you just date a gay person of another sexual orientation. So. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you made it out alive, because I also didn't. Seeing her in regular-ish for her clothes with some of the makeup. I saw the videos on TikTok and it was nuts.
I mean, and I can't even judge, because I was the same walking out. I was walking out of that party. I had a man do full glitter bejeweled down my face.
What do you
and
mean? They had like a station.
Like, yeah. Face painter.
I had a shirt on that said bad
like
girl.
A child's birthday. Mm-hmm. Like, were you at a fucking bar mitzvah? Like,
yes, they had an airbrushing shirt station.
They had an airbrushing shirt station. I turned to Rachel, our friend Rachel, who was also there, and I said, I feel like I'm at a, like at the rich kid in
like a celebrity
birthday party.
Party
where they're like, there's a face painting station.
There's
airbrush.
A bounce house. There's, you know.
Were people doing like animal balloons?
Probably.
It was incredible. I left with bedazzled face and a shirt that said bad girl with my name on it.
Kendall came home. Airbrush. Kendall was supposed to go to a work dinner with Spotify for 1 hour that I did not go to because I was at work and it started right at 5. So I was like, no, you go. Kendall comes home at 1 o'clock in the morning, covered in glitter, wearing a shirt that says bad girl. And she's like singing the JoJo song and like dancing on our bed. And I was like, I've been home for like 6 hours organizing your creams in the bathroom. You can't bring this energy home.
Honestly, Kendall, way to keep your future wife on her toes.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's almost like me when I go out to events and I come back and I'm wasted and my wife's like, what? I'm like, I had one drink. One. And she's
exactly
like, you mean like
Kendall.
30 fucking drinks. And I always have like swag bags. I'm like, oh my God, I have so many anti-wrinkle lotions. And she's just like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, you're lucky. And then of course, the second she's out of a lotion, she's like, could you hit up that brand? I'm like,
that is you.
That is me.
But you've diversified your fame on TikTok, both of you. Obviously, you both have, I mean, you have a very impressive writing job. You are like, I mean, the mothers are shaking in the grocery store. I mean, it's so funny. The yogurts, it's too good. You have many podcasts. You have two podcasts. You guys have a podcast together. Were you nervous about starting a podcast together?
No. Okay. I wasn't.
No.
You don't like podcasting that much. So I feel like you were.
You don't. Oh, well, thanks for being here.
No,
Tell all your listeners to come on over here. Like, subscribe, 5 stars.
I literally said years ago, I was like, if I ever say I'm going to start a podcast, like someone hit me in the face and be like, don't. Because I was like, don't do it.
You have 2 seasons.
And then I've gotten into it. And I do enjoy it, which is fun. So I wasn't nervous about that. I think I was a little nervous about, I was like, okay, what lines are we going to draw as like a couple as to like what we should and should not share? Which just felt very easy, but I was so excited. And yeah, it's been nice. It's like every time we go to work now, we just like drive there together. And it's like nice to do a thing together.
Yeah, the main motivation behind it was just being like, we want to work together. So we decided to do this.
Or like, if I can't eat you alive, how do we become more a mess?
Yes. Yes.
How do I get
yes,
under absolutely your skin falling?
Well, you interviewed someone that I have met a few times in my life. Actually, speaking of me hosting Revolt TV, at the time she was dating MGK.
Of course, yes. Our girl,
Amber Rose. How did you book Amber Rose and why? And why did you book her before me? And
she was our first guest.
It was so
I'm
funny.
Like, first guest, what second episode. Is this? Like, I had a friend be like, because the listeners are so sweet. They'll like text me and be, or they'll DM me and be like, you should have this person on your podcast.
I love that.
I know. I love it when they're, I also love it when they're like, you should have like Holland and Sarah yeah on your, and yeah I'm like, okay.
You're like, I'll reach out.
However, I did meet Sarah Paulson at 7:30 in the morning in Washington Square Park, and she told me I was funny. So
wait, you okay should have been like, then come on my podcast.
Were you in jokes in the park?
Well, yeah.
Were you
busking? Well, because a guy, was I busking? No, I was walking through the park so hungover as I am. I'm just perpetually hungover in New York, and I was yeah there for a work trip. And
that's
I'm
why I had to move out of there.
Hundo. I couldn't, I would just be, yeah, I would be like clinging my gin bottle on the street, like mm-hmm just out of control, praying to be like sold into sex slavery because it would be a better life. So I was walking through the park and this guy was like, as you know, Washington Square Park, he's like, hey, do you have like any change or whatever? And yeah, I was like, no. And he's like, what if, he's like, I will Venmo you $30 if you give
start
me $5. And I turned around and I was like, we live in a cashless society. Also, like, why do you have a Venmo if, like, I don't know. I said something pretty funny, basically to the effect of, like, I don't know. We live in a cashless society. I don't know yeah any cash. And he's like, oh, I'll do Bitcoin or I'll do.
He brought up the Bitcoin.
And, no, and I brought up Bitcoin. I was like, why don't you just give me some Bitcoin? And she, like, laughed. And we locked eyes. And she had all these little dogs. And I was like, oh, my God, it's Sarah Paulson. And I was like, hey, and I know her sister, Rachel. Uh-huh. And I was like, hey, it was just so, I was too early.
Did Sarah Paulson give that unhoused man money?
No.
Something to think about.
But everyone is so sweet. Everyone is so kind. They're like, you should have JoJo Siwa on your yeah show. Could you imagine? I wouldn't know
she's
what to do.
Yeah, we can't get her.
We can't get her. We beg
we
her
cannot
every day
get her.
She gets an email from me every hour.
Well, and then I get sent you two individually and together. Oh. And one of, they're like, oh my God, these girls are so cute. You guys should have them on. Da, 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 da. I was like, oh my God, let me check it out. Cause TikTokers are touch and go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I've had a lot of very internet-y people and you just sometimes don't translate, but you guys are
we doing okay?
Professionals, writers,
thank you. Oh my God.
Smart.
Thank you so much.
Savvy people.
Thank okay you.
And also I like watched a lot of your content, listened to your show and I was like, nah, they're cool. Because as Joelle knows, I've also had many celebrities in this room. And once I start bringing up, like, what are your interests? It's a wrap. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So
they said that was the one thing I told them not ask me.
I'm like, do you like pasta? Like, what am I supposed
they're
to
like,
say?
What is pasta?
Yeah, correct. They're like my macros. But I'm looking at your content. I saw your other show, BCC, like yeah all of it. And I'm like, wait, is this Amber Rose? Like, I'm looking at this Instagram and I was like, that's fucking Amber Rose. How the fuck are, because she primarily just goes on like really interesting, weird podcasts.
Ours was not a match to compare
it
to.
It was not a match.
Because
she's really, I mean, I say this as somebody who thinks that she's gorgeous. I've worked with her in the past. Amber is tough.
Wow.
And I would say it to her fucking face. And I'm not asking you to confirm or deny that.
Well,
so
no,
don't
let
get
me, okay. I'm not, I'm happy to deny. And I'm oh not denying your experience, but she was nothing but nice to us.
No. She's, I'm not saying she's not nice. I'm saying like an interview can be tough with her sometimes.
Oh,
like,
I see.
She's like real nice yeah and beautiful.
Yeah, but be nice and be like difficult to work
yeah
with.
Yeah, she was
so,
just
you know
like tough. I like, it's hard yeah to like make her laugh or like whatever. Now, granted, at the time that I had met her, it was like, right at, it's like Wiz had broken. I mean, that was
such a different place now. Of course, it seems, of course. And I think that really helped.
But did you ask her the most important question? What does she think about her fucking ex being with Cher?
We didn't. I was so embarrassed. Jordan truly afterwards, like, Kendall, you asked her probably 30 questions about Philly cheesesteak sandwiches.
She was like, I'm from Philadelphia. And Kendall just let those questions fly. Is there a Philly cheesesteak in Los Angeles? It was our second episode. Kendall was like, is there a Philly cheesesteak in Los Angeles? You like? I'm like, Kendall,
how do you make your Philly cheesesteak? She would start to talk about something. She would say, like, well, and then, you know, my ex, and I'd be like, no, sorry. So what Philly cheesesteak? And Jordan was like, Kendall, we're going to get no good. We can have viral clip after viral clip. And all we have is footage of you asking about Philly cheesesteaks. So that was my mistake. But I learned a lot. And
we got close with her. She was very nice. She's very sweet. We now both record in the Spotify studios. And she was just such a treat to have on. She like reached out on my birthday to say happy birthday. Like,
what?
She's just very, very, she's been nothing but nice and supportive to us. Yeah. And I also feel bad because one of the clips from our podcast with her went mega viral. And it was on the Sherry Shepherd show. They took the clip and put it on the Sherry Shepherd show. And so Sherry Shepherd could talk about it. It's literally just a clip of her being like, I don't think you need to. She's like, I don't believe in forgiveness. And then I laugh and I'm like, how so? And she's like, I don't think you need to forgive if you don't want to forgive. Like, some people can just move on without forgiving. But somehow Christian Instagrammers have found this video.
They're not pleased.
And they're not happy. And all the comments are like, Satan is within her. And I feel so bad. I'm sure she doesn't care at all because she's like rich and famous and hot. So like, why would she be looking at the comments on our podcast?
She's so hot, she tatted her face.
And it looks incredible. Good. She looks incredible. I think she looks unbelievable.
She is so hot. This sounds, again, pretty predatory, but she posted a photo of herself naked many years ago on the internet.
Yeah.
And then it immediately gotten taken down. I have a screen grab of it.
That's called respect for art.
Yeah, because I respect her enough to keep it just because the internet didn't approve.
Yeah.
Framed.
I mean, she's stupid hot.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And she's really sweet. And she has just been through some shit. I mean, if I were to interview her, I'd be like, girl, what is happening over here? Like, what are we doing? Like, these guys are not worth your time. You know what I mean?
A lot of it was her being like, I'm done.
She's not dating anymore.
I'm done with dating. And we were like, I did want to be like, give me a month. And let me find you a nice guy. I don't think maybe she'd be interested in this, but I'm like, you've dated like comically the worst men I could think of.
Her and Wiz, the saddest thing of all time was really, I think, because I saw it in person.
Yeah.
I really wish she and Wiz had worked it out. I wish he did not play her like that. Because
I agree.
I think that was
good.
I think they were great together.
They were great together.
But you know what I'll say? They are great co-parents.
No, I know.
Like, and I think that's so nice. And it's like, clearly you were not supposed to be romantic partners, but you were able to work it out as parents. And they're
I think they were meant to be romantic partners. And I think that he cheated on her and he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Sure.
I just seeing that in your feet, it just so really funny. Was like, who are these people? And I'm like, I must have them on my show because this is nuts. I really of all... Did you just see her at the Spotify studio and that's how it happened?
No. So my good friend Chaz, who we film videos together, he was at Erewhon. This is the most LA story. He was at Erewhon and he called me and he was like, I ran into this person and she was like, oh, I watch your videos. And I was like, oh, thanks. And she was like, you didn't follow me back. And he was like, I thought that was really weird to say because like, I didn't know who it was. So he's like, so she gave me her, and he was like, and she was like, I was like, well, what's your name? Let me follow you back. And she was like, my name's Amber Rose. And he was like, and I looked up this Amber Rose. She's very famous.
And I was like, and we were
screaming. We were like,
you idiot. So then I was like, Kendall, we just started this podcast. You have to see if she's also following you. Because if she's following Chaz, you guys make a lot of videos together. She might also be following you. So she was following Kendall. So I was like, okay, we're sending her a DM
on TikTok or on Instagram?
Instagram.
Instagram.
So I was like, we're sending her a DM right now. So we immediately DM'd her and we were like, hey, heard you just ran into Chaz. We love you. We have a relationship podcast. Please come on. You are a queen and we would love to have you. And she was like, absolutely. Like, just, it was the smoothest process of booking anyone I've ever had in my life.
It's like, the easiest booking of a podcast we've done with anyone so far.
And we've had guests on where I'm like, you're our friend. You're not even famous. Why are you so hard to book?
You know why? Because that's just the way it works. Sure. It's so annoying. It's like, and then they cancel and then they move it. And you're like, do you even want to be on the show? I always say, one, celebrities are monsters. Sure. We know this. However, like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, T. T-list celebrities are actually, I was trying to figure it out, are the hardest to book, the most insane. Yes. Like, you're just like, because what they the think fuck? Like,
yes.
I just saw a clip from, what was it? It was not even Love is Blind. It was like the two below Love is Blind. Oh my God, what show is it?
I know what clip you're talking about.
What show is it?
I think it was Love is Blind.
No, it was, what's the one where they bring everyone together that you've been watching that I have not been watching?
Oh, Perfect Match.
Perfect Match.
Oh.
A guy.
It's a Love is Blind spinoff on Netflix.
I came in for like 2 minutes and a guy was talking. I mean, I've never seen it in my entire life. And he was like talking to this girl and he was like, yeah, you know, it's really hard. Like when you go on these dating shows, you become immediately like, I mean, like a B-list celebrity overnight. And I was like, are you? Like, because this isn't even like Bachelor. These aren't Bachelor contestants. These are like offshoot shows that get like 2 seasons.
Of Netflix shows. Of Netflix shows.
And I was like, he thinks he's a B-list celebrity.
They do.
He thinks it goes him and then Meryl Streep.
You think Meryl Streep is a B-list celebrity? An A-list celebrity. Oh, okay. God, I thought you were saying they were in the same category.
No, I'm saying he thinks it goes him and then Meryl Streep. Like J-Lo and Meryl Streep, the only two I can think of. But, you know, that's sort of wild. But so there's a lot of confusion.
Yeah.
There is a lot of confusion.
Yeah. That's why you have to be a Z-list celebrity like Kendall and I. You stay very humble.
Then what am I?
I'm a Z-list.
Like, no, I'm on. Yeah, okay. I'll take Z-list.
You're with us.
I'll take it.
You're with us.
Just those 13,000 followers holding on strizzy strong. You girls, I can't. This is my unsolicited advice for your wedding that you didn't ask for.
Okay, no, we want it.
Or like have me on your podcast and I'll talk about
it. Yeah,
all
please. Please.
Do not have a big wedding. You can't invite everyone.
Did you have a big wedding?
Hell no. I had 75 people and all these people freaked out because they weren't invited. It was either going to be 75 or 750.
That's why we can't
do it. That's why we can't do it. Because this is my question too. I don't care about other people freaking out, but did you feel like there were some people there that you were like, oh, I would have liked to invite them and I didn't get to because we had to cut the number. That's what bothers me. I don't care about other people being like, I should have been invited. I'd be like, no, you weren't because you weren't.
I do care. I will have a panic attack. If anyone's like, I feel like I should have invited to your wedding, I'll just run away. Yeah.
Oh, you're people pleaser more than me.
I had someone come up to me at a party and like really go in on me about it.
Do you feel like they should have been invited? I mean, crazy behavior either way. Parents,
they were like, come on.
Honestly, I wish those two hadn't fucking shown up. My mom was such an asshole at my wedding. Yes and no. There are just other people that I'm like, fuck, I wish you had come. Do you know what I mean? Or like, yes. I wish you would have been there. So I would just say the plan that you have is amazing. Save up, save your TikTok coins.
Yeah.
Buy your house, come live by me. It's great. Like,
we will.
I want that desperately.
We need to. Like, we actually bought an apartment.
Where?
Well,
where you live.
Where I live. You know, I told you earlier.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want people to come kill us, but yeah, we bought it. So it's like a condo, I guess. People are like, it's a condo once you buy it. I'm like, shut up. But yeah, we.
You're
just
smart.
Never thought that would be a thing, but that was something that Kendall always wanted. Because
it's brand deals that you're getting all the coins from.
Yes. And I mean, I'm finally, which maybe is, I finally am having a moment of peace, but the last 3 years have been full panic. Where like, no matter how good things are going, I'm like, this is the last check we will be receiving.
So yeah, but that's how you, that's why you're doing well.
And Kendall did not, you grew up with no money whatsoever. And I grew up very middle class. Like my dad worked at the airport and my mom's a nurse. So we both like don't come from a lot of money. So I think we were kind of like panicked, but then we were like, okay, well, how do we do this as responsibly as possible? So something like housing stability was something that you had always wanted and was important to you. Mm-hmm. And so you were like, I want to buy something. So then Kendall and my dad got together and it was Kendall and I's money, but it felt like Kendall and my dad bought a home together because.
But I like love that.
They paired up and did it.
It's so smart that you did that. Listen, I will never forget. It all comes back to JoJo Siwa. I used to live right over here by Erewhon and I was driving on Melrose in the pandemic and I look over and there is a Tesla wrapped with nothing but JoJo Siwa's face.
Classic.
And I look over and it's JoJo Siwa with the bow driving. And I wanted to be like, bitch, run away.
Run, get out of here. You rolled out your window.
I just wanted to be like, sell this all and get out of here. Mm-hmm. Like, if I could, I would be ghost.
Yeah,
I would live in Mexico on a farm with hella animals. I would have a little tienda restaurant. I know exactly what I would cook.
I think she's gonna, because
it's not too coming. I'm about to have a fucking child and I like run the Oscar campaign. Like I went so far off the deep end. Like, who? I had a woman. I mean, I can't divulge who I was having dinner with. I will tell you when we stop.
Hell yeah.
Because it's actually like so elite and so crazy. And I was like, that. Oh my God.
I do have a guest, which is crazy, but I'll wait till after.
Yeah, okay. It's like crazy. It is the most peak lesbian elite. I mean, there's also like tons of pictures of us on the internet.
Okay, we'll both guess and then you'll tell us after the episode.
Okay, and then their manager, and I was walking her to her car because I'm a gentlewoman.
Of course.
And also I was like, just love me more. Keep liking me. Keep liking me. And she was like, what is the plan? Like, what do you want to do with your life? And I like totally choked and was like, I would like to live on a farm. And she's like, what? And was really being nice. Like, I'm going to introduce you to this manager and like, da, 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 da. And I was just like, she's like, so what's the end goal? And I was like, I want to quit it all and move on a farm. I was like, have you seen Kat Sadler? Kat Sadler just moved to a farm. Shout out to Kat Sadler. And she was just like, what the fuck? And she's like, I'm going to let you re-answer that later. And literally emailed me 2 days later and was like, let's start again. I'm like, oh my God.
So I've been
doing this long enough to have had a way better crafted answer.
Sure.
But that's the real answer. And that is literally what I want to. We talk about this all the time. I'm like, yeah. I want, and I know you're afraid of birds, but like, I want 800 chickens. I want a cow so bad.
I'm so afraid of birds. They're bony and unpredictable.
And they're dinosaurs.
They're evil. A bird, a turkey would kill me if it could.
No.
First of all, I do not fuck with turkeys. Turkeys are crazy. They will gobble your ass.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm supposed to feel bad?
You want a pig? You can't get a pig.
I know. Trust me, I've looked it up. In this area, I'm not allowed to have one, but actually, I want a pig so bad.
If you want, you should have my friend Tasha Rain on your podcast. She's a very famous sex worker.
Okay.
She has a store now, but she has the funniest story that has been told on this podcast, but you guys have a bigger audience than I do, so you're allowed to take it and run with it. She had pigs in West Hollywood. And
how many?
Two.
Did she not get in trouble? It's illegal
Cinderella
to have livestock.
Cinderella and Snow White. It was out of control.
Right. No, isn't it illegal to have livestock in Los Angeles?
I think it depends because my neighbor has 30 chickens.
You can have chickens. I think that's maybe not considered livestock. I think you can't have like pigs, cows.
You're so panicked because you know if I find out that it's not.
Tell her anything.
Well, no.
They
destroyed her condo. They ended up suing her. It's so crazy.
The pigs?
The pigs. But they're so smart.
Yeah.
First of all, there's no such thing as a mini pig. That's not a real thing.
Yeah, well, that's
absolutely.
The crazy thing is all these people who bought these tiny pigs, they're now like 400 pounds.
It's so funny to not Google pig before you get a pig is what it feels like.
Well, that good old Tasha. So
sorry, Tasha, no hate to you.
Busted through, broke her sliding glass door.
Sure.
Went down, jumped off of something, and then she got a phone call. They were swimming in the pool. And they
had floaties on.
They had fucking gone through everyone's trash. And then they had been peeing so much. And she lived in a historical apartment. They had peed so much. They had corroded all of the pipes. She was being sued for like millions of dollars. And now she has more pigs and lives in Topanga.
Good. And that's good.
I love that she didn't blame them. She didn't say, I'm never getting pigs again. She said, we're going to heighten this.
No, she's the fucking best. You should have her come on your show.
We would love.
Please connect us.
So funny. Because she's like, whatever. Like, I just love her.
There's a woman on TikTok who every night her pig, she's a whole bed set up for him. Next to her bed. And it's like this tiny bed. And she has this fake fireplace, which is so funny. She's this old Southern woman, and every time she films, she posts every single day. She says like 800 times, now don't worry, y'all, this is a fake fireplace. It's not heated, so he cannot burn himself. And we're like, we get it.
Like, and all the comments are still like, he's gonna catch on fire.
Yeah, but she says it like 800, and then she'll get back to something else. So she'll go, and once again, this is not hot, so it can't hurt him. And she puts him in bed, and he has pajamas on, and he lays in bed, and every night she gives him one Nilla wafer.
We love it.
And I am like, I need, and he's like 200 stuffed animals that are all pigs on his bed.
We love and it. She has millions of dollars.
Good. As she should.
No, it's all going to this pig.
As she should. This woman and this pig, I've never wanted two beings to be happier than I want this woman and this pig to be.
It sounds like you have your next guest for your podcast.
I would love to get both of them on.
I was thinking me, but yes, the pig.
Well, you, them, and then you.
Get the pig first.
Because we got to get the pig.
You two are wonderful. If you need someone to marry you, I will put my name in the hat.
Okay, great.
Please.
I've always wanted to officiate a wedding.
How are you ordained?
It takes two
Jordan's
seconds. Jordan's done it twice now.
I've officiated two.
Oh, I see that for you. You would be wonderful.
Yeah, I think I'm good at straight weddings. I've never ordained a gay wedding, and that feels rude to me. Why are gay people not asking me to ordain their wedding?
You guys heard it first here.
Mm-hmm. I'll do it.
Maybe.
I'll do it.